Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Isn't it our prayer and our desire and our will that God be manifested in us and through us? We be so full of Him, so full of His Word, so full of His life and His joy and His peace and His love, that people, when they're hearing us and seeing us, they're seeing Him. They're hearing Him. But we just need to understand, not everybody, even though they see it, it may be a really pure manifestation of Him coming through us. It may look just like Him and sound just like Him. Doesn't mean everyone will like it or want it. And we don't need to just take it personally, because it's not just us they're rejecting. It's Him. And never are we going to be perfect in knowledge down here. Never will our doctrine be perfect, because we only know in part. And didn't say God knows the people that know a lot about Him. Did it?
No.
It said knowledge puffs up. But it said if any man, that's a male man or a female man, if anybody loves God, that's what gets His attention.
Yes.
Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
You can't impress Him with your knowledge. Are you kidding? The Creator of the universe? You can't impress Him with what you know. I assure you, it's like the crayon drawing. He'll be nice to you, but He's not going to go, wow, you are really smart. Explain that to me. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. You can get Him to explain things to you. But I tell you what, we'll get Him. You may be Ned in the first reader. You know what I mean by that? That's hardly know anything at all. Yet, if you genuinely love Him with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, He knows who are His. And He knows who loves Him. And He can teach you the rest of the stuff you need to know. It's a heart that loves Him that's not everywhere. That actually can be hard to find. Are there some right here in this room? Are there some? Well, come on, are there some that for real, genuinely, from your heart? Come on, tell Him out loud. Say, Lord, I love You. I really love You. Hallelujah. I know I don't know much, but you know this, I love You. That'll get you through the rest of it. That'll get you through the rest of it. Hallelujah. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But when they were seeing all those miracles and they were hearing all these wonderful things that Jesus is teaching and preaching, they are seeing God. They are hearing God, and they decided they hated it. And now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this comes to pass that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. The Lord knew this was going to happen centuries before the prophet foretold it. That He was going to come and He was going to be rejected, and even His own were going to hate Him. And He said they didn't have a cause, but they did. Go to John, please, the third chapter. Is this important?
Yes.
This is important.
Yes.
The people believe some things that's not right in the church. They do. And we're as positive a people as you ever want to find. We're positive people. We believe. But everything is not rosy in the world. And everything's not going to turn out wonderful for everybody. It's just not. That's not reality. That's not what this Word of God says. it's going to turn out wonderful for a certain group.
Yes.
A specific group. It's not the ones who were baptized in the correct formula.
That's right.
Or who can quote the certain confession or our prayer the perfect way. Come on, are you listening?
Amen.
It's not the ones who had perfect church attendance for 40 years.
Amen. Come on.
It's not the ones that has their doctrine of divinity.
Right.
And wrote books about God.
Right.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? It's those who love God.
Amen.
They love Him.
Yes.
That's not something you think your way into. That's a choice.
Amen.
It's a heart thing. Heart thing. And what does God look at? Man looks on the outward appearance. God doesn't. He knows all that's temporary, fading fast. What does He look at? He looks at the heart. Does He know who loves Him?
Yes.
And who doesn't?
Yes.
Yes, He does. Yes, He does. John 3. Everything's working out for my good.
Yes.
And for God's glory.
Amen.
John 3. Anybody quote any scriptures from 3rd chapter of John? Verse 16 is quite famous, isn't it? But the whole chapter is talking about these things. It begins by Nicodemus going to Jesus by night and wanting to talk to Him about the miracles and the ministry, and Jesus looking at him and saying, you got to be born again. And so then they talk about being born again, and verse 14, He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Is everybody going to not perish? Who's going to not perish? Those who believe in Him. Does everybody believe in Him?
No.
Certainly not. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who's going to not perish? Who's going to have everlasting life? Whoever believes in Him. Man, maybe it's just the media, but I never heard so much blasphemy and mockery of the Master and God. Don't listen to it. Right? I mean, if you hear some of it, turn it off. Change the channel. Whatever. Turn the radio off. Whatever it is. But man, people are just bolder and bolder about saying the most ugly thing, most disrespectful things. And it's obvious they don't believe in Him. But why would they want to do that? The God of this world hates our Master. The devil is a being of hate. Oh, he hates God. He hates the Master. He hates what redemption has done for us. He hates us.
Yep.
He's full of hate.
Amen.
And because He's the God of this world and He's influenced this world so much, you'll see it coming through people. God loved the world, gave His only begotten Son, but not everybody has respected what He has done or received what He's done. Verse 17, God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. But now let's just stop right here. Some people read these things and then they act like, well, there is no condemnation to anybody anymore. And there never will be. That's not right. That's not true. I said, that's not right. There is no condemnation to a certain group of people. He that believes on Him is not condemned. Not everybody. But he that believes not is condemned. Right? Already. Why? Because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Are people that don't believe in Him, are they okay?
No.
Are they all right?
No.
No, they're not. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation. Other translations say this is the judgment. This is the verdict. This is why basically the guilty verdict comes. Why? That light is come into the world, and what happened? And men what? Loved darkness rather than light. Because their deeds were evil. See, it's not just if people hear and find out that God loves them, everything will be fixed. A lot of people have heard it, and they don't care.
That's right.
They don't love Him, and they don't want it. A lot of people have seen some light, and they didn't like what they saw. And they don't, people say, well, if they just saw the real thing, they have seen the real thing.
Yes, they have.
And they don't like it.
That's right.
And they don't want it.
Right.
They love darkness.
Mm-hmm.
They don't love God.
That's right.
I know that's not pretty, but that's reality.
Yeah.
This is the condemnation. This is the verdict. That light's come into the world. Has light come into the world?
Yep.
It has. Jesus is the light. The gospel is the light. The church in the earth is light.
Yep.
People are seeing and hearing Him. But a lot of people loved darkness rather than, instead of, more than light. And why? Because their deeds were evil. They didn't want to change. For everyone that does evil, are you reading?
Hate it.
Everyone that does evil, what?
Hate the light.
Well, who is the light?
Jesus.
God is light, right? Jesus is the light of the world. People hate Jesus? Yeah, they do. People hate the gospel? Yeah, they do. Everyone that does evil, they love the dark. They love the bad stuff they're into. They love it. They're not going to give it up. And in a light that tries to show up, this is good and this is bad and this is right and this is wrong, this is God and this is the devil, they hate it. And they don't come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved, unwilling to repent. But he that does the truth comes to the light. How many know your attitude should be, Lord, show me the light.
Amen.
I mean, if it shows up that I'm messing up, I want to know it. I want to see it, right? I want to repent. I want to get it right.
Yep.
If you hate it, I hate it.
Yep.
If you don't like it, I don't like it.
Right.
No matter what I've thought or what my flesh has felt,
amen.
I love you.
Amen.
And I love what you love.
Amen.
Come on, somebody said, I love you, Lord.
Amen.
And I love what you love.
Amen.
And I hate what you hate.
Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.